So this is just me talking. It's kind of therapeutic for me, I guess, now.
Oh. What do you need to talk about today?
People watch. I think that was it. Meeting Arnold was the big thing.
Mm, what was your childhood like?
Welcome back to the Perk Fit Podcast. It's been a couple weeks, but we're back. We said we're going to be consistent and we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took a longer break than we usually do when we're consistent, but another one's done. It's here. We're doing it now. What's happened?
We've had people visit us the last few weeks.
Yeah. My family was in town and then our friends were in town. They stayed here. We finished renovation downstairs, our first floor.
Very exciting.
Right before they got here.
Yeah. Minutes.
Yeah, it's been busy. And as soon as they left, like the next day, I flew to Columbus, Ohio for the Arnold.
What a destination.
Yeah.
Columbus.
But a few of our friends were like, actually, there's some cool spots in Columbus.
Really?
Yeah. So that
got me. Did you go to any of them?
I didn't. I really wanted to. Joe and Johnny both suggested, shout out to Joe and Johnny, both suggested, some locations that looked awesome. I looked at the photos of the places. I really just didn't have time.
Yeah.
I stood at a booth all day long.
Nice.
I mean, I stopped at lunch and dinner and I went back to the room and tried to do some work, but it was a lot of standing around. But I met Arnold himself.
Wow. Which one?
Exciting. The Arnold. Mm. There's not another Arnold. Like, hey, Arnold is the only one.
That's what
and
I was
he wasn't there, obviously. So
you gotta specify.
I met him and I put my arm around him.
What did his security think of that?
They thought it was awesome because they trusted all of us.
Wow, because you guys all look strong?
No, because he came to see our booth and we were all, you know.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he came and visited the booth and took a photo with the Jim Reapers people, which was included me because I'm a Jim Reapers athlete.
Cool.
And I just happened to be in a really good position where he wanted to center himself up. So he came right in, like walked right to me.
Wow.
And then turned around, like right in front of me, put my arm around him. It was pretty wild. I don't get starstruck by
stars.
Stars. Yeah, no, don't strike me usually, but I was like,
this one did.
Whoa, this is like a, it was like an out of body experience.
Wow.
Had my arm around him.
Have you met that many stars?
No, stars. No, I haven't. So, yeah.
So maybe you do get starstruck.
Maybe all of them strike me. It was a crazy moment. And so I was standing next to him and behind him. And then everyone came in, you know, to take the photo. Mm-hmm. And so you can see me from like here to here. You can see from like my chin to my eyebrows that I am, but I am back there. I was
next
there.
And behind.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of important, famous fitness people there. Obviously, that is the place to go. I mean, 50,000 people come through a day or something crazy.
Wow.
And at one point, it was just like, you couldn't move. It was like standing room only.
What are they looking for?
The people?
Yeah. Bodies?
Some bodies, some people in their bodies, the fitness people I was talking about. Probably to just get some gear, some free stuff. Everyone's giving away something at a booth. So I just got free energy drinks all day.
Nice.
Kept me standing on my feet.
From who?
I hate to say who.
Oh.
Not a breach of contract, but it's like, you know, definitely it could be competitor.
Oh.
Competitor?
No, you can't say that.
Okay. Yeah, I worked a little deal out with that guy at the energy drink booth.
Mm.
Brought him a few straps, lifting straps from the Jim Reapers booth. And we got a little deal going. So then I could funnel some of the other nicer drinks to the staff and people.
Wow.
I guess I can still talk to people.
I guess so.
Even though I stand down there and...
You haven't lost it.
I just talk in a microphone all day.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people anymore.
Yeah.
Just talk to my dog.
And your followers.
Yeah, but it's just... They're not real. Just talking to myself. Looking at myself on a live. Just looking at myself going... And so that's why I guess I need a podcast because I don't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah.
So this is just me talking. It's kind of therapeutic for me, I guess, now. Oh.
What do you need to talk about today?
People watch. I think that was it. Meeting Arnold was the big thing.
Mm, what was your childhood like?
Should have had my sister on the podcast when she was here because we could have talked about it. Oh, yeah. One more thing about the Arnold.
Mm.
The first night I was there, They were doing like this big meet and greet with like a big person. So it was like C-Bum or somebody. Mm. And they like released people after. And so people got out. They weren't being held hostage, but they opened the doors. It was over. The session ended. Mm. I don't know how to see. I don't speak to anyone anymore. and people just, you know, came out into the lobby. So people were hanging out in this lobby.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, I recognize them because they're famous.
Wow.
But I was staying, so there's two lobbies in the hotel, and there's like a bridge that goes across the street that connects mm-hmm. both of them, and then the convention center. I'm staying over here. They're like, do you want to stay here? Like the place I showed up at? And I was like, yeah, like this is my where I'm staying. Where else would I go? And she's like, oh, we have another building, a tower over here. And I was like, I mean, I'm here. What? Well, that was, I guess, a bad choice because yeah. everything was over here, including like all the other Jim Reaper staff and everybody. So I'm over here like by myself. So I DoorDashed the first night. I'm like, I got to get some supplies for the week. So I DoorDashed some energy drinks.
Because you didn't know yet.
Right. I didn't know they were giving them away for free. So yeah. I ordered some energy drinks along with some like Fairlife shakes, some protein bars, and then melatonin. And it got delivered. The DoorDash guy delivered it, but he delivered it to this building.
Yeah.
The second tower. And so I have to cross the bridge. It's like a 10-minute walk. So I was like, and I'm on floor 12.
Wow.
So I had to come down, walk across. I'm really going into way too much detail about this.
Yeah.
But I got over there. I picked up the bag that had all of my stuff in it. It was in one paper bag. Mm. And I was holding it by the paper handles. And I was walking through the lobby where everyone was just standing around talking. Mm. And it was really quiet though. It wasn't like loud.
Yeah.
And I got to the middle of the lobby, like center stage, and the handles ripped off the bag.
Cool.
And all of my stuff hit the ground. I just went everywhere. It was like a bomb went off. It sounded like a gunshot, you know, it was like, and everyone whipped their head around and I'm just like, they're all staring at me and all of my like energy drinks and shakes are just rolling away from me. And I'm like,
did they all just pounce?
They just dove on it. It was a mad dash for protein shakes.
You literally spilled like bodybuilder catnip just everywhere in the lobby.
They had to have thought it was like a prank, you know. It was like someone's filming this for TikTok. But it was just me, and I dropped to the ground, and I'm like, I look like Gollum, like going around trying to pick up all of my stuff and put it back in my bag, which was torn in half. So I couldn't, and it's not something I could just carry. You know, it was a lot of stuff. So I gathered it all up and asked for help at the front desk.
Nice.
I was like, please give me a bag, somebody.
Did it ever cross your mind to like, I don't know, do some squats in front of all those people?
I just wanted to melt into the floor and disappear. I actually thought about flying home. I thought about canceling being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cancel yourself.
Saw me.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't have my hat on, and I feel like probably no one noticed me anyway.
I think they noticed you.
Well, yeah, they noticed me, but no one knew who I was. You. Yeah, exactly. I stood at that booth the first day, and this guy named Ian, he's a bodybuilder, and he like trained with C-Bum for a while, so he's like uber famous. So there was a line for him most of the day to take a picture with him, and I'm standing next to him. People would come up and ask him if they could take a picture with him. He says yeah, and then they just hand me the phone. And so I took the phone and took photos, probably a couple hundred photos. But every time before I took the photo of the person with Ian, I would do like an up nose like selfie pic. But there was one lady who had like an, I don't know, it was like an Android phone. It was a foreign phone to me. I flipped it around to face me, the camera, real quick to snap a picture. I hit the button and it just was like 5, 4, 3. And I'm like, oh shit. They're just standing there waiting for me to take a photo. I'm like, what am I going to do? She played me. She knew. But when I flipped it around, there wasn't a timer on the front facing camera. I'm like, this is incredibly customizable, but also Like, why? Why?
It's just like a default setting.
She's taking 5-second timer selfies. Yeah, a lot of famous people that I didn't see that I would have liked to see.
Mm,
one
like
was just
who?
Like a random stupid TikTok account of a guy that just like goes up to people and says like crazy stuff on the street. Mm. Johnny Hamcheck. I don't know what his account name is, but that's the name he goes by. And he was doing that to people there, and I didn't. It's just like some obscure TikTok channel yeah. that I follow that I'm like, I think is funny. Yeah. And he was there, and I was just bummed I didn't get to,
no.
you know, make it on one of his videos or get pranked or something by him.
Sorry.
I met Arnold, so what? Yeah. Nothing else to do. Do you want to try and answer some questions?
Yeah.
Some fitness questions?
Yeah. Did you know Bowflex went bankrupt?
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why do you think that is?
It said something about post-pandemic something. Who knows?
So post-pandemic, yeah. people don't want to Bowflex anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it really just brought them back to life for a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then they just went back
yeah.
to death?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Bowflex is bankrupt.
All right. Gym diet.
It sounds like they're talking about what you just eat when you're at the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's... not much. It's a gummy bears. I'll eat gummy bears in the middle of my workout.
Cool.
Or I'll take an intro workout.
Mm, gym but diet.
That's the gym diet. I have to have gum for some reason. I don't know why. It's
yeah.
like a, it's like an impulse. It's like
mm-hmm.
a weird, feels like an addiction because if I don't have a piece of gum before it's I like weird. Go to the gym, it's like, I feel like it's not going to go well.
Wow.
I recognize how like strange that is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Mm. Should we?
You don't have that?
Do you want to dive into it or?
Well, I think that it's because my like middle school basketball coach, I've been thinking about it.
Wow.
He said to us that chewing gum while we're playing basketball like helps us focus better.
Wow.
And, you know, we're like middle schoolers, can't hang on to the ball. It's just like.
Yeah.
So I figured he knew what he was talking about. Mm. But I figured most of the adults in my life when I was growing up knew what they were doing and like belonged in the role that they were in.
Yeah.
And that's
not true. For
yeah, I grew up and I realized that that's not the case. So
yeah.
And maybe that's why he told us to chew gum.
Interesting.
And help us focus.
Do you think he was trying to choke you?
I don't think it was in his best interest to choke us.
It sounds like a pretty big choking hazard to play basketball.
Maybe if you're a toddler.
With gum. I don't trust a lot of middle schoolers.
Well,
either.
Here, I think we need to tell people that you didn't play sports. So
that's really true. Yeah.
This is,
yeah, everything seems
that's
dangerous.
The perspective. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't the least of our worries, probably choking on gum.
Why can't I grow my hamstrings?
People always ask. Why can't I grow something? It doesn't really matter what that something is. For the most part,
mm-hmm.
the approach is going to be the same if it's muscle.
Yeah.
First of all, like you're not going to gain weight, fat, or muscle unless you're eating in a caloric surplus. So you're eating more than what it takes to maintain your current body composition and weight. So you have to be eating above your maintenance calories to gain any weight at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to come down to your macros, like making sure you're getting a certain amount of protein in and carbs and fats, but mainly protein.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that and you're eating above caloric maintenance, then you're going to gain muscle. If you're pushing yourself hard in the gym and with the appropriate amount of volume and you're eating above maintenance calories and you're eating enough protein, then you're going to build muscle. Mm. And that's how you grow any muscle. It doesn't matter if it's your hamstrings or your calves or your biceps.
Shoulders.
Your shoulders, yeah.
Head.
Knees and toes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You also have to be progressively overloading. So doing your best to make the sessions, the movements harder in some way. And that's typically by adding more weight.
Mm.
You know, or trying to.
Yeah.
Session to session. So that's how you do it. But gaining muscle takes time. It takes more time to build muscle than it does to burn fat off you.
Yeah.
That's why all the, you know, fat loss transformations are pretty crazy. And they can mm-hmm. happen fairly quickly, like relatively quick.
Yeah.
But when it comes to gaining muscle, it takes time.
Mm.
So it takes a while and you get fat with it. It's inevitable.
Oh.
Like you can do things to slow it down, the fat gain, and get more muscle, but it's just part of it.
Yeah.
That's why people bulk and cut.
What were the top three things you did to grow your Instagram?
I got my degree in graphic art and design, photography, like media, videography has been part of my background forever.
Yeah.
And I was a suggested user on Instagram back in the day.
Wow.
For my landscape photography, back when that was a thing. Yeah. That was the big thing. So I didn't have a fitness account until COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I was traveling for my job a lot, and then we stopped. Everything yeah. stopped. And then we were working from home. And I had spare time. So nice. A friend of mine was trying to get me to start a fitness account for a while. Mm. Another shout out to Joe.
Wow.
And I was like, nah, like I'm not, I don't want to do that. But then I had time to do it.
Yeah.
And I needed some creative outlet because I wasn't doing any creative mm-hmm. projects anymore. So I thought I would start recording my workouts and it wasn't good at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I posted every day. Like a post a day for a year and a half or 2 years before anything happened, before anyone really followed me. Like I had,
wow.
you know, 6,000 followers after a year and a half or mm-hmm. 2 years, but I posted every day because it was like the creative outlet for me.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it and I didn't really care if people were watching it or not. And then a kid came up to me at the gym and was like, you got to post your stuff to TikTok. I was like, fine, I'll just start posting the same stuff to TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And, it started gaining some traction.
Yeah.
During the COVID years.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what happened. But three things, like you have to post consistently.
Yeah.
You have to, post every day for a year before you expect anything to happen. If you can do that, then maybe you'll make it.
Yeah.
If not, there's no chance. Like people try for a month and give up. I'm like, you weren't even close.
Yeah.
Like you weren't even close to like, it doesn't really, really matter how good your content is, although that would help.
Yeah.
But like staying consistent. Offering content that solves a problem for people or helps them in some yeah. way. And then even after like a growth spurt,
mm-hmm.
like it stopped.
Yeah.
Like just stopped completely after a massive jump. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is going on? But I just kept posting every day again.
Yeah.
For like another 8 months or mm-hmm. something. And then it started to take off again. So it's like you have to be incredibly consistent and dedicated.
Yeah.
And like you have to want it to do well, and you
yeah
we have to more than want it to do well. Like you have to actually put it, like that's a lot of fucking work. I remember someone was starting like a personal brand
mm-hmm.
and they were like, they have a team that can help them, and they were like, I'm gonna do this. I was like, you gotta do it every day, you have to do this and this and this. And they're like, I don't know how you, like this is really hard, and I have yeah. a team of people, so yeah. Luckily I don't need a team of people because I have the skill set, but even with a team of people, it's still hard.
Yeah.
So you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And then maybe something will happen.
And maybe it won't.
Exactly. But people are doing it. Like people yeah. are doing it. And
yeah.
people go from, yeah, no one knowing about them or mm-hmm. maybe like having any real impact on anyone's life to,
yeah.
you know, having a million subscribers on YouTube or something. So yeah. that's good and bad, I feel like.
Why is it bad?
Because anyone can get a massive following. And if they're fucking crazy
yeah.
or saying some insane stuff, then
yeah,
maybe it's bad.
We'll never know.
I mean, we know. They exist.
I don't have time for cardio activity after my workout. Any alternatives?
Do it another time. I mean, the best time to do it is post-workout if you have to combine them.
Mm.
But it's best to separate them, but not everyone has that luxury. So
yeah.
if you're saying you don't have any time to do any cardio at all, then you need to do cardio on days you're not training, I guess. I mean, you certainly should do it on your off day at least, like just low intensity, steady state. That'll just help the healing process and recovery process. Kill yourself. But I mean, it depends. Like you have to do some cardio.
Yeah.
You should do some cardio
yeah.
for your heart. You don't need to, like, regardless of whether you want to build muscle or burn fat, like you can do both without cardio involved. Cardio helps put you in more of a deficit, and cardio helps keep your heart in shape. So it's like,
do you do cardio every day?
Not every day.
Oh.
Probably every other day. But now that I'm more into the cut,
mm-hmm.
I'm upping the amount of time, and then I'll add, and then I'll get to the point where I'm doing it most days.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Stair stepper mostly. Mm-hmm. I like it because I lean on the machine, which is like a, you know, you're not going to get as good of a workout if you're leaning on the machine, obviously. But I make up for that with the pace.
Wow. How fast?
17.
That's too fast.
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then I lean on it, and then I'm just like doing emails. I'm like responding to the team chat. I'm like, you know, I'm working.
Multitasking.
Multitasking. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it's my favorite. Also do the stationary bike. Can do the same thing there. But I just prefer low intensity, steady state.
Mm.
I mean, HIIT is...
I mean, that's not really low intensity, though. 17?
Yeah, but for me, if you look at the heart rate percentages, like low intensity is like 50, 60% of your max heart rate.
What's your heart rate at when you're doing that?
Well, it's low intensity for me now because I've been doing it for so long.
Too strong?
And, well, my heart is stronger now.
Wow.
So it can handle more. So I can do 17.
Cool.
And lean on the machine. But then every machine has like 17 is different on every stair stepping machine. So
what workout is hard for you?
What workout is hard for me? Mm. Most of them are hard for me. And that's the way it should be.
No.
Yeah, you need to like push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference is making sure that my intensity stays high during the workout. And I said this before, and I say it to people on my team, like I'm programming a 50 to 60 minute window of a workout for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty close to what I do. It's not much longer than that.
Yeah.
And people are like, I wanted to add more to the end of it or something. I'm like, if that's true, you shouldn't do that because you don't need more volume. Like I'm already programming enough volume for you. You need to focus on the quality of the sets that you're doing, that we're doing.
Yeah.
But if you just like breeze through them, then it's any workout is as hard as you make it. So you have to keep in mind what level intensity you're training at and how important that is to you building muscle.
Yeah.
Like training at, you know, in the ladder app, we use percentages. So 80% intensity or 90% intensity, that would be like an RPE 8 or 9, meaning you had 1 or 2 reps left in the tank before muscular failure.
Yeah.
And it takes some time to figure out what that looks like for you. But if the workout isn't challenging, then, you know, you're not getting much out of it. And that seems obvious, but most people don't know how to like really push themselves, I guess. Mm. We certainly don't know how to like estimate our proximity to muscular failure, which is a problem in and of itself. But all of that to say, most workouts that I'm doing are challenging to me. They're hard for me. And they're the same workouts that are close to the same workouts that I'm programming for people.
Yeah.
So it's just relative to the weight that you're pushing around. And, you know, you can make it as hard as it needs to be, or you can breeze through it.
What workout do you like the least?
It's probably legs. Yeah. I don't enjoy doing legs. But that's because, I mean, it's the most taxing on your body and your central nervous system. So there's a reason why people skip it. It's incredibly hard. Like, it's harder than working out or training any other muscle group. So that is the most challenging.
Yeah.
And the one I want to show up the least for.
Yeah.
But I still do.
Congratulations.
I did today.
Way to
go. Despite the rain.
Wow.
And the heated seats that I was sitting on. I was like, I just don't want to do this today. I don't want to be here. But that's actually pretty common for me. That's common for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Most people feel that way. But you just get up and do it.
Every day.
Not every day. You need a rest day. Any last words here to send them out? To send us out? To play us out?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I think it's time to wrap this up. We started a new training split, series, new training block. But it's not too late. You can jump on the team and try it out. You can actually try out the program completely free.
That's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to enter any credit card information.
Wow.
Because people will say it's free,
and
then they'll be like, we're going to hold your credit card. But no, you can do it without that. You can pick an alias. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Like you could be somebody else and try it out. So try it out.
Yeah.
There's no risk.
Risk-free.
Risk-free. Just try. Just get a workout in the app. I think between the programming and the app experience, the app is incredible.
Yes.
You have to try it if you haven't tried it. So join the team. We never know how long it's going to be until the next episode. But
until we meet again.
Until next time.